I went to the doctor's today. It was a bit strange. I just found myself sat there for ages and ages. I don't know why or how. I think I just got told that there was something wrong with me and I need to go and check it out. As a guy, you just don't consider taking anyone's help. So I thought, you know, I might actually get this foot thing seen to. It's just a little bump. It's not a big deal. It's just a little bump on my foot. And it started to hurt a little bit. And yet somehow I was sat there in this waiting room full of children and men and women and girls. And I was waiting for over 1 hour. I just don't understand why I was waiting for 1 hour. When I thought about it harder and I sort of just watched the people coming in and out, I realised that those days where people would shout your name to go to the doctor has gone. You've got to look up, provided that your eyesight is blurry and you're not there for some diabetes eyesight related incident. You should be able to see the sign that screams out your name and tells you which room to go to or which doctor is ready to see you. And I'm just sat there thinking, but why has mine not come yet? Why is it everyone that's coming after me has now been seen to? Well, the answer to that is because apparently the doctor's slow. But still, why can't anyone tell me, you know, you're going to be really late, just give us this amount of time and the doctor will get around to you. Or they could say, you know, you're a couple of people down the queue. But the guy behind the reception desk, he's got his head tucked away, hiding away from us as if we're going to give him a disease. Which is quite possible we might do that. Well, I wouldn't, but... And he's just looking at this computer. And he's not even doing his job, which is to help and communicate with the other sick people. He's just sat there. And when I went up to him about, I don't know how I managed to stay that long, but it was about 45 to 50 minutes. And I went up to him and says, am I coming up soon or not? And I was fully expecting, after hearing myself back, fully expecting him to maybe give me a strange look. But he didn't. He just looked at me and, well, he didn't look at me. He just looked at the computer and he made this funny expression on his face. But it wasn't, it was just a little smile. So this guy's not even looking at me. Is he a robot? Is he actually human? He's not showing any signs of emotion. He's not said anything to me yet. And I'm still stood there waiting for an answer. And he's just pulling this funny face, looking at this blank screen called a computer. Can he not remember? And then next thing I know, he's saying, yeah, you're meant to be going in next after this person comes out. I was like, oh, thank you very much. And I went to sit down. Don't you think that he could have said that to me a lot sooner? Instead of sat there waiting and getting more angrier and more hot and bothered and wondering, why, okay, this pregnant lady's going in, but why is this guy going in? Why is this old person going in? I don't know what their illnesses are. You can bet that they're not that important compared to mine, but I'd still like to know where I'm sat. Because right now my foot's growing a mind of its own with that little thing that's growing on it. And that's what I'm here for. It could be getting worse. They didn't say, oh, what's your problem? But now I've got to ask them, the doctors. The question for them is, what's your problem? Why is it that old waiting doctor's surgeries are just ridiculed with people that don't know how to manage the reception area? Gotta get a grip, people. Get a grip.